Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Beis, and we had a haskalah yesterday in issues of Muksa and Yantif and all related issues. And we are talking about Beitza Shenolda. So Beitza Shenolda was yesterday's discussion, Machloket Shammai Beis Hillel, in terms of the Muksa status of Beitza Shenolda. Beis Shammai says it's all good because it just like the mother is not Muksa, so too the egg is not muksa. Beis Hillel says no. The Beis Hillel says, according to the Sefer that was given in the Gemara, you aren't thinking about it. And it's like just like a case where you don't know if the stuff is dry and it's muchan for eating. So too, here you don't know if it's you don't have it in mind. You don't have it in mind. Okay, so that was about an egg. So now the Gemara gets into what about two other things we're going to talk about. What about a cow that's born, a calf that's born? What about a chick that is hatched on Yantif? Those two cases, are those parallel or are those different? So the Gemara starts off, Egel shenolad b'yantif. A calf is born on Yantif, so are you allowed to shecht that Egel? Right, the mother was shechtable, right? You could shecht on Yantif. That's one of the malachas, again, like we said yesterday in the Hakdama. E'efshar lasos me'er of Yantif. You don't want to shecht the animal before Yantif. What are you going to do? They didn't have refrigeration in those days. What are you going to do with the meat in the interim? So you're allowed to do that. That's one of the malachas that are mutter on Yantif for Ochal Nefesh. So Egos, Nola B'Yantif, mutter, says the Gemara, mutter, this is even the Beis Hillel. Even the Beis Hillel, it would be mutter. Even though the egg coming out is usser, why is this better? Shehu mater atzmo l'shchita. Because right when the calf comes out, while the calf is inside, the Gemara is assuming now that it is not shechtable. It's not shechtable while it's inside. But once it comes out, now it's mutter to shecht it. And the Gemara says, once, and this is the language used elsewhere, but since it matters itself to be shechtable, so too it matters itself for muksa. That's a mitoch kind of, not the mitoch that we were talking about yesterday, but a mitoch, a kivan type of thing. Look at the Karbana Eda. Shemater atzmo, bule daso, lios nishchat, mashalo haylafne le daso, unlike before he was born. Da'af muksa, so just like it matters itself to be shecht. Da'af muksa, hiter atzmo bule daso, demigo de iskin laha, iskin laha. Since it became mutter for this, it became mutter for that. So that is the migu case. That's why a cow that comes out, it's mutter, even according to base Hillel. Says Tosus on Davav, and Maseches Beit discusses, it's mutter. Okay, so you want to say there's no issue of da'as, what you are meaning it's, there could be a muksa problem, but it's once you have a heter for one, heters are all inclusive. So therefore, if it's matir for shchit, it's matir for muksa. But as Tosus, don't you have a nolad issue? Never really talked about that. Nolad. It's nolad. It's a new existence. And it's a new existence. Maybe that's more of a fundamental type of problem. And therefore, it shouldn't be included in this migu de mutalaha mutalaha. Tosus, vavim abeis, v'tema. Mikom makom, havi asr mishim nolad, kimo beitza. It should be asr mishim nolad. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos Yisod, Tahad Amar D'Shayach LeMeiser Nolad Haynu Dafka B'Dvar Ma'achal Dumya DePeros Hanoshrin U'Mashkin Shezavu. Nolad is by food, a new form of the food. In the cases that was spoken about at the beginning of the Masechta in the Bavli, right, fruit that falls down or liquid that comes out of a salad. That's a new state. Nolad Aval Abale Chayim Lo. Animals not. What does Tosfos mean? Animals not. Maybe it was an animal before and after. Can't say that's nolad. It was in existence. If it was in existence, it can't be nolad. Again, nolad is a huge topic. It comes up. If you want to look in the index of the Shmir Shabbos, there's 12 different places in the Shmir Shabbos where nolad comes up. Just to read you the first one, and then just to read you his footnote. There's one footnote that we have to know for nolad, and that summarizes everything. But if you look in Perek Aleph in the Shmir Shabbos, Sif Mem Gimel, Sif Mem Gimel, towards the end of Perek Aleph, that's where he talks about, Perek Aleph, Sif Mem Gimel, he talks about congealed items. So am I allowed to take something out of the fridge and let it melt, let it get to room temperature? Generally, that's not nola, that happens memela. But there is a discussion of that, but let's say to put it in a warmer area to cause it. That's what the Ramah talks about, and that's what he quotes here. Kederu batavshel hamechel kamut gadol shel shuman karush. Ein lahanichal gabik derechama. Shekein lechan chila asu lahafshir davar b'shabbos. You can't actively cause something to become liquid on Shabbos. Mishum iser nolad. V'rak b'mikor shetzorah gond, so tzorah chishbakam lahakel. There are there are kulas even there. But again, that's one example of changing form. Dola comes up by making whipped cream, pressing and making whipped cream on Shabbos. Nolad comes. There's a big discussion. What about if it snows? Is snow mukzah if it snows or rain? Nolad, by an air conditioning that the water comes out from the water that was taken out of the air by the air conditioning and the drain, is that water mukzah? So if you look in the parach of Beis of Shmir Shabbos, he talks about Nolad. He says in Os Kufnun Tes, it's a three page, I don't think there's a longer footnote in the whole Shmir Shabbos. He has 2.5 pages. Vida ki bedin Nolad nechleku, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon. As we said yesterday in the last daf, Rabbi Yehuda holds of more mukses. Rabbi Shimon holds of less mukses. Rabbi Yehuda oser Rabbi Shimon matir. Ein reish beitza. V'kayamim shlosha mine nolad. Says the Shmir Shabbos, there are three types of nolad in the category of muksa. And we said the Meiri yesterday, there are 50 types of mukses that he's seen. So maybe this is three of them. Right? Nolad gamur shlohaya kla ba'olam ibod yom. Number one, if it's total nolad, it was totally not in existence before Shabbos. Gam Rabbi Shimon modesh ha'aser. That's again, Rabbi Shimon does hold the muksas, just less. So Rabbi Shimon also holds that's aser. He says, I an air vindaf memvav, asrin an afer shall eat sim shahusku b'Shabbos. Ashes that came from wood that was burned on Shabbos. Those ashes are totally new idea that was not here before Shabbos. Chem peiros shaholchu v'gadlu b'Shabbos. And fruit that grew. Okay, gives other examples of it. Mayim anotzim min ilanos, right? You have water that was created. Mayim shenatzu mi mazgan shlohaya bechlal ba'olam harehim nolad gamur shemati b'shlomo zaman oirbach. That example that we just gave, that's nolad gamur. Everybody agrees that's aser. That's muksa, right? Even Rabbi Shimon, that's nolad gamur. Number two, nolad she'eino davar chadash legamrei. It's not totally new. V'gam etzem adavar lo nishtana mimashahaya betchila. Didn't really change from what was. Ela shenishtana mimashahaya miyuchad bein hashmashas. It was had a designated purpose when Shabbos started, and now it has a different purpose. Kan yish machlokes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Yehuda. And b'Shabbos were noket l'kula like Rabbi Shimon, and the other were noket l'chumra like Rabbi Yehuda. Lachain, let's say, chicken bones. You ate chicken. Now you have bones left over. Is that muksa? So it was here. It was here when Shabbos started. It was holding my chicken. It was keeping my chicken fresh somehow while the meat and the flesh is on the bones. So is that's not nolad gamur. It was here, but it was serving a different purpose. So, v'hein ru'yos la'achilas behema, v'ad ko haya tfeilun la'ochel, v'nechshavin la'ochel sh'orel achilas adam. Up until now, it was just part of the food. So, b'shabes heim mutars, b'tilto b'yadavein asuras v'chulu. So that's a second type. The case in the Gemara is kli shenishbar, right? Something break, a kli breaks on Shabbos, and then you can still use part of it for a different purpose. The Gemara talks about that. That's another type of nola. Number two. But then you have number three. Nola de me'ikara nami hayiroi lachila. Even earlier, it was, uchla de ifrisu. The gamla didan butra afila bachila. Then there's a nola that is not really nola a problem. Right? Let's say squeezing something out. Squeezing or liquid that comes out mamela of a fruit. Of the liquids that you're allowed to, different categories of fruit. But that's third type of nolad. It's just in a different form, but it was totally here beforehand that it didn't change its purpose, so that would be mutter. So that's nolad, three types of nolad. Nolad gamur, nolad, that's everybody agrees as asur. The third category that everybody agrees is mutter, ochla de ifris, as it's called, that's the language of the Bavli. And then the middle category, which is the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, which ironically, as the Gemara said at the beginning of Beitza, by Shabbos we paskin lakula, because Shabbos doesn't need chizuk. And Yantif, we paskin lechumra by this middle category of nolad. That's nolad. But then you think the footnote's over. No. Then there's five categories of molid. Nolad is something that happens mamela, and it's a new state. Molid. Molid davar chadash. Either molid davar chadash. Again, this is on page Shin Samach in the latest Shmir Shabbos. So he talks about molid davar chadash lagamre, molid davar chadash mi davar kayam, molid shu gorim sheyivaled. Right, it's a grumma, molid, all these many different types. But that's nolad. But that's the first comment of Tosfos that we have here. You're going to tell me that the cow is a calf that's born is mutter because hoil, but isn't it nolad? No. There's nolad by animals. So why would that be? That would be because it was inside already. It's not total. It's not nolad gomer. Nolad gomer. There is another daya. If you turn back on with Tosfos on vavam and aleph, commenting on this line about an eagle coming out as mutter. Why do we have to give the svara of Hoel matir asmon b'shchita? Isn't this like Rabbi Shimon Shita that does a hold of less mukses anyway? So he says, Avraham Manav, no, Rabbi Shimon would agree to this. Rabbi Shimon possibly would agree to this muksa because Rabbi Shimon agrees to some muksas. Inami Yitzrach Afilu Rabbi Shimon, the Lesley muksa, the moda bahai muksa the hacha, tavi kegroges v'simukin. It's like those fruit that are drying on the roof that are totally putrid. So you might think an animal inside an animal, no use for me on Shabbos, or Yantif, and therefore, that's why you need the other reason of matar aswa b'shchita. Okay, so that's the statement of the Gemara, that the, from the Tosefta. Right, not beitza shenolda. That's the machlok of Yisharim Beis Hillel. But the egel. It's the beginning, right? The first Tosefta. Beitza shenolda. I'm reading it now in the Tosefta. Beitza shenolda biyantif achirim amr mishur Belazar teachel hi ve'ima. Right, we just had that at the end of yesterday's daf. That's the first line. Egel shenolda biyantif mutar l'shachto biyantif. But reishu matir as atzmo. It matirs itself. And then once they have it open, so again, it says that it doesn't quote Beisham and Beisilah there, it just quotes these lines. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira boy. Rabbi Zeira asks the following question, and then he answers his own question. One second, you're telling me, what's the Svara? The Svara is, if something becomes mutter for one reason, it becomes mutter for another reason too. If it becomes mutter to be able to shecht it, so it removes the muksa status. What about these cases? Me'ata midbaris. Midbaris is the last Mishnah in Beitza. Animals that hang out in the desert. That totally is out of my mind. They're wild strays that hang out in the desert. Carbonate, Davemos Haroz Ba'agam, right? I'm not allowed, they're muksa, because they're totally not in my mind on Yantif. What if they happen to come into my backyard on Yantif? So now I'm able to shech them. I'm able to shech them. So why don't we say, since they're shechtable, so too there shouldn't be any muksa, even though when Shabbos started it was out of my das. Shouldn't you say the same type of svara? Look at the carbon eda. Nema hol v'iskin l'shchita. To cause manchay saroa ba'afar lo amda l'shchita klal. While it was out there in the desert, it wasn't roi to be shechted. Now it comes to my backyard, it's roi to be shechted. So do I should say, just like it's roi to be shechted, there's no muksa to it. Or tzviya tehe muteris. A female tzvi. What's a deer? What's a tzvi? So we'll translate it as a deer, even though there are those that say it as a different animal. Tzviya tehemuteres, shimateres asma b'shchita. So both of these, right? They're not a tzvi that was nitzo, that was trapped on Yantif. It doesn't mean that you trapped it on Yantif, that's usher. It means that it was a trap that was set, or a goy trapped it. But either these, since they're now mutter b'shchita, because now you have in mind to shech them, so it shouldn't be muksa either. So that's what Rabbi Zira said. So he had a kasha on this statement of the Tosefta. An egel is mutter because it's mutter itself, but that principle doesn't work. What about these cases? Chazer, Abzir v'amr, Abzir said, no, let me explain. I understand the difference. Egel me'esmol hu gamur. A calf, if a calf was born today, that means yesterday was totally done. It was finished yesterday. There's no difference between yesterday and today. We don't say like the case, like we said yesterday, of the eggs taste different before they come out. No, a cow is the same. A calf is the same before and after, and therefore it's totally muchan already from when Yantif started. Bram hacha bo biyom nigmara bo biyom nolda. No, but by the cases of the egg, so this is the svara. I mean, Reb Zira says, don't say the svara why an egel is mutter is because matar asma b'shchita, because you run into these questions of midbaris and svia. But Reb Zira, this is the reason why there's a difference between an egel and a beitza. Right, an egel, a calf is totally ra'ui the day before, and an egg, no, bo bayom, on that day, it is still being formed, so when Shabbos or Yantif started, it was not ready. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ba, this statement, what does Rabbi Zira say? Zira says that yesterday the cow was ready, but don't compare that to the egg. So Amar Rabbi Ba Asya Kemanda Amar Habehema Yoledes LaChadasha Mikuton. There is a machlokes elsewhere that's brought in here. Does an animal have to, when an animal gives birth, do animals only have full term offspring? Right, full term. What do you mean full term? It means in the ninth month. Let's say cattle that have 9 months of gestation. So does it have to be full 9 months or even less than full 9 months? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Buzz says, this line, this statement of Rabbi Zeira, that if you say, when a cow is born, so then it was really ready yesterday. So that reflects that it was ready a day before it was born. So that must be following the Shita, that animals can be born before full term. right? Kamanta Amar Behema Yoledes Lachatashim Mikutanik. It can be born with cut off months. Mikuta, cut off months. Right? Rabbi Bas says, is that what Rabbi Zeir is assuming? Baram, because if you hold up the other opinion, Baram Kamanta Amar Behema Yoledes Lachadoshim Misuyamin, right? And often the Yerushalmi does not finish the line, right? But according to the opinion that says that animals can only born full term, so then what does that mean? It means right before it was born, that's when it became Roy. So Rabbi Zeir doesn't seem to be following that day up. Because again, Rabbi Zeir says that it's ready the day, but when it was born on Yantiv, it was really ready the day before. But again, so this is the Gemara, one second, but according to the opinion that says animals are born full term, that means they're born right, full term, and then they're born. Not a day later. So shall we say that Rabbi Zeira is only going like one of the opinions? Like Mar said, no, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that because the statement isn't foolproof anyway, because it doesn't fit even according to the first Manda Amar of the animals don't go full term. Because Hagatzmacha always means like, I'll ask you something. Yes, this says the Karban Eida, even according to the Manda Amar that Yoledes Lemukutan, it doesn't mean that it's always mutter. Why? Shesiyem emasai ola aleha zachar! Exclamation point, question mark. Right? What happens if owner of the animal checks exactly when there was mating between the cow and the bull? Right? When was their mating? Let's say you checked and the day that the ninth month starts is Yantif. So you're going to tell me then, oh, it was ready the day before? The day before was the eighth month. So even according to the Shita that says, an animal doesn't have full term. It needs the ninth month. So in that case, it should be muksa. You shouldn't be able to eat egel shenolad. So says the Gemara, even according to the other opinion, it's problematic. So we're not going to say Rabbi Ba. You're not going to say Rabbi Zeira means according to only one of those manda amars. You see, hagas b'chad the karban eida v'su afilo the manda amar yoladus l'mukutain. Maybe according to the opinion that animals don't need full term. Im yodeya oso hayom shirbiya zachar. If they, you know that the day that it was mated, the yodeya shayom yantif biyantif yom rishon shabachod she name of the aser, you should say it's aser. So therefore, it doesn't go like any one of the opinions. Period. Okay, that's all discussion of a calf that came out on yantif. So what we had yesterday, we had an egg that was laid on yantif. Then we just had a calf that came out on yantif. How about a chick that hatches on yantif? What about that case? Right, so that's the right how. Gozal shanola biyantif. A gozal, a little chick that came out on yantif. Are you allowed to shech that and eat that? Mutter, shumater asma b'shchita, like we said earlier. Like we said earlier about the first try that we had about the egel. But here we say the chick. It's mater itself with shchita. Meaning, when it was an egg, this is discussion of the Rishonim in the first parak, when it was an egg, you couldn't shech it. Right, you couldn't shech it. It was usser, either for, as we'll get to different opinions, why it was usser. Maybe it was, is not called an animal yet. Maybe we'll get to different opinions. Locaine. Let's just read the next line. So it says the Gemara, really? A goza, the day that a little chick is hatched, you're allowed to eat it? That's what it sounds like. Cause the Gemara is saying, even if it's yantav, you can eat it. The Gemara says, locaine tani, didn't we learn in a brisa? Didn't we learn in the following brisa, basem, shiri kemu, if you have eggs that are just starting to be formed? Just starting to be formed. They're embryonic. I think that was the word, right? Gozalim shelo halu aleim knafayim, or little chicks that don't have, right? Knafayim here can't mean wings because little chicks have wings, but it means they don't have that fur on them. They don't have that the soft feathers, the down hasn't grown yet. Asur mishum sheket. So when they're so little, they're asur mishum shekets. What does sheketz mean? Different day is in the Rishonim. What the sheketz means, maybe it means like it's a sheretz. It's like still considered like a creepy crawly. It's not a bird yet. Or maybe sheketz from the word bal tashaksu. It's not fully formed yet, so it's disgusting to eat, and therefore it's included in the iser of bal tashaksu. So the Gebraisa says, so if you have these, the second one is the important one, is important for us. You have these little chicks that didn't grow this yet. They're asim sheketz. Ve'noach alem shem nevela. But it's not an Isser d'oraisa of Nevela, right? Why is that? Why is it d'oraisa of Nevela? So the Karbana Eda assumes that the potential Isser Sheretz or Sheketz is an Isser d'oraisa. So then when it dies without getting shechted, meaning Nevela, ain Isser Chalal Isser. That's what the Karbana Eda says. Again, once it's asa mishum sheketz, whatever iser that is, then nevela is not going to be chal on it because ain't iser chal al iser. The mefarshim wonder about that because pashtus, the charedim, here says, the iser sheketz here, pashtus is the rabbanon. This isn't a sheretz. It's just a chick that isn't fully formed. Balta shaksu, so he does not think, the charedim assumes that it's in siddur rabbanon, it's a daraisa. So the achronim wonder, the later achronim, what the carbon is talking about. Why wouldn't it be able, if it's the first Isser is Pasha's an Isser Durabanan, so why wouldn't the Isser Daraisa able to be Chal on it? I saw in the back the Sefer Amude Yerushalayim, it's another Kasha on the Karban Eida. We know Ein Isser Chal al Isser, fine, that's usually when you have two equal Isurim. When something's already Asser, it can't become more Asser. But there are three exceptions to that rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Isser Basachas, right, if the Isser Machal at the same time. Isser Kolel, it includes more, or Isser Mosif. What's Isser Mosif? So usually we translate Isser Mosif as, let's say it becomes more Usser, right? It's not only Usser Bachila, it's Usser Bahana. So I saw, I don't remember this application, it must be in the somewhere, but he says, it's Usser for longer, because this Isser is gonna end when the fur grows. And the Nevela is gonna continue forever. So says the Sefer Amudi Yerushalayim, Tzorachin, da Nevela havi Isser Mosif, da ha Isser Sheretz Nifka Acharkach, Kshielo Notzos, Visser Nevela hula olam. Right? So he said, I don't think that's the pshat. I think it's not Loka Bishim Nevela. Why? Because it's not called Basar yet. Totally different pshat. Right? It's not Nevela, it's not called Basar yet. Nevela, only Bsar Nevela is Asser. If you have a bone of a Nevela, that's not Asher Mishim Nevela, right? So it's not Basar, yeah, that's why. So then you could separate the Ein Lokal Mishim Nevela from the first statement. And even according to most Mepharshim, let's say, the Isser Sheketz is Durabanan, Lokal Mishim and Ein Lokal Mishim Nevela is a separate statement. V'yamar b'chagai filo shachtan. Even if you would shech this little chick, it would still not be, mutter to eat. It's still Asher. Question mark. What's the question? What do you see from this Brisa? When a chick is born, before it gets that furry stuff that grows, so it's also to eat. So what is the Brisa talking about earlier that, oh, if a chick is born, hatched on Yatav, you can eat it. Even on a weekday, you can't eat it. Right? What are you talking about? Amar Rebbe Avun, Tiftar Be'ilin, Denafkin, V'kanfi Aleon. Okay, you're talking about a mature one. If you have a chick that came out that was fully, you know, sometimes there are babies that are very hairy. So let's say you have a chick that was hatched very hairy. So that's the case that we're talking about. And that's the case that you'd be able to eat it on weekday or on Yontif. Or on Yontif. Again, obviously, if it doesn't have that, then it would be a problem. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yosa, Bar Chanina, Shaul. The following. Kol shetashmisho bayom olid bayom. You might remember this from the Bavli. Any animal that mates only during the day gives birth only during the day. To check this in the science books. Balaila molid balaila. Any animal that only mates at night is molid balaila, gives birth at night. Right? I guess so in animals, people, there's no rhyme or reason, day and night. I guess because people can mate day and night, possibly, so therefore the day and night, but it's lav dafka that a person who is, all babies or most babies aren't dafka born at night. So the Gemara says, really? Hatevan haritana golas. What about a hen? Hare ain't tashmish el bayom. A hen is only with a rooster during the day. Vahiyo let us bamba yom bayalayla. Aye, and there's eggs laid day or night. Mercer's Amriya Bevun Shanihi. No. Hens are different. Why? You know what those eggs that are coming out day and night? Those are the unfertilized ones. Shekeni yo let us below zachar. Sometimes the hen could lay an egg without a male, without a rooster. Right, so therefore, that's some type of the language of the Babli is safna me'ara, some type of heat or friction from the earth that causes her to get in heat and to lay the egg. So those are the eggs that come out day and night. But the hens that are fertilized from a rooster, those would only come out during the day. Fine. What lamai nafkamina this whole thing? So the Babli talks about what if you come right before Yontif. And you check your chicken coop and there's no egg there. And you know these are fertilized ones. And then you come back on Yontif morning and you see there's an egg there. You can assume that it came out right before Yontif. Because if it was a fertilized one, it only came out. So that's a nafkamina that you could talk about. Okay. Next. Continuing back to our first case from today. Right? We talk about the cow. Now, what about this case? Reb Zeira, B'shem Reb Gidol, Egel, Shalom, and a Treifa, B'Yontif, Mutter. What if you have an Egel that was born from a Treifa mother? A Treifa mother. So the baby is in Treifa. But the treifa mother, be yantif, but it's yantif. So the mother was not shechtable. And we said before, there's a svara of, oh, since it's shechtable, what was Bishamay's whole svara? A mutter agav imo. But here the mother wasn't shechtable, it was a treifa. So mutter, it's still mutter. Why? Nase kidvar muchan tamun bedavar sheinu muchan. It's ki'ilu, there's something that is muchan inside something that is muksa. Right? Muchan inside muksa. That's why if a calf is born from a treifa and yantiv, it's mutter. The Bavli gives a different reason. The Bavli says, what do you mean the mother? You can't eat a treifa, but you can give it to your dog. Give it to your dog. So do we say muchan leklavim is muchan leadam? That's the machlokas the Haredim talks about. The Yerushalmi here must assume against the Bavli that muchan leklavim is not good enough, and that's why it has to give a different reason. It's to give a different reason that it's like you have something that's muchan inside something that is muksa. Interesting, the Meiri at the beginning of Beitza, Davav, where this sugya is, the Meiri says on this line, egel shnolam ben atreifa. Mutter. Again, what's a treifa? It has some type of lethal defect, and it's going to die soon, right? Not a treifa is not remember, different than a nevela. Nevela is an animal that would die without proper shechita. We have the lumdus of Reb Chaim that it's really one shemisser that maybe we'll mention. But physically, a treifa is something that has some type of inner defect. Say, egal shalom ben a treifa mutter. But why? Why is it different than a beitzas treifa asura? An egg that comes out of a treifa bird is asur. An eagle that comes out of a treifa cow is mutter. Why? Says the Meiri. Beitza ein lachias. An egg has no independent life. Vaharihu bechlal ha'im. It's just like an extension of the mother, which is a treifa. Aval egel sheish lachias eino tali b'chiyuso shalem. Veino mechlala. Then the cow, the calf inside is independent. Ho v'yatzami me'eha. V'im nolad b'yantiv mutter. And even the mother is not roi lachila. But as the Bavli said, but it's muchan to give it to the dogs. And even though you're not allowed to do malacha on yantif for a dog, muchan hi lachila abodachaya. You send it to the dogs while it's alive. You can't shech the for the dogs. The call, and it's an important lashon. The call sha'adam mechino ledaito letzorch behemto. Anytime that you have in your mind a possibility that this will go to your animal, who marchiv es daito, I expand my das, my muchan das. Shem yesh sham davar haroy lo shem muchan lo. I have stomach das that I have a wider range of what's going to be included in my muchanness. And then he quotes, some argue, v'yesh cholkim le'asar egal shalom ben atreifa b'yantif. Some say that, some aser, but he says, v'yesh lo dvarein araya gedola. I think I'm right, what I said before, that an egal shalom ben atreifa is mutter. Why? Because look in Talmud Meiriv. Look in the Yerushalmi. V'husham rusham. Ego nolo ben atreifa b'yantev mutter nasa k'dover muchan tamen b'dover shein muchan. V'chein sug yizu muchachas k'dvarenu lehedya. So that's Yerushalmi. Our Yerushalmi proves, says the Meiri, that is true, that an egel is different than an egg in that case. Good. That's minhat shreifa. So now let's get the Mishnah in Idios, Taman Taninan, talks about Beitzas nevela. What about an egg born from a nevela? Right, a nevela. What do you mean a nevela? You shechted a bird. You shechted a bird and then found an egg inside. You messed up with the shechita. Beitzas nevela. You messed up with the shechita. So beitzas nevela. So im yesh ba kayotze ba nimkeres bashuk muteres. If the egg that you found is an egg that would be sold in the marketplace, which means it's a fully developed egg, hardened shell. If it's an egg, it's fully so muteres is muter. The mother was nevela. Doesn't matter. This was already independent. V'im lav asura. But if it wasn't fully developed with a hardened shell, then it's just considered a part of the mother and it's asura. Kedivre Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel, so Beis Hillel asurs. No, even if it's fully developed, Beis Hillel says, even if it has a hardened shell inside, it's asur. My time at the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that it is mutter? If it's nimkeres bashuk, gemura haisaj lo tisnavel. Because what happened? You messed up with the shechita of this animal and now it's an avela. But obviously the egg was already made before you were menaval the animal. So before the mother became usher, this egg was already completed and independent. Sagmara says, one second. Me'ata filu ein kayotze b'nekeres b'shukti muteres. You're telling me that once it's independent, then you don't care about the mother? Then why do you need it to be fully developed with its hardened shell? Sagmara assumes that it's fully developed even before it gets a fully hardened shell, even if it's 75% developed. Isn't that good enough for independence? Beis Shammai should say that's also mutter, right? Not only if it's fully hardened and fully completed. Says the Gemara, you're right, but it can lead to going too far. Im Omer Atkein, if you say that Beis Shammai would agree that if you have a 90% developed egg inside, you could mutter it, that's a slippery slope. Nimseis matir shlosha beitzim. You know what? You'll come to matir even like eggs that are just at the beginning of their development. A chance. So that's why Beis Shammai says in that case we wouldn't be able to allow it. Period. Again, the nevela trefa relationship. Again, physically there are two different things, right? Nevela got a messed up. You didn't shecht it. Right, it died without shechita. Shreifa could have a perfect shechita. It has some other problem with his lung, with his heart, with something else. But in terms of the lumdis, that's where Reb Chaim says that they all, they're connected. Right, the biggest raya, the Rambam's and Nevela and Shreifa are mitztarif. Right, two different Isurim cannot be mitztarif. Nevela and Shreifa, chatzi zayis of Nevela, chatzi zayis of Shreifa is mitztarif for one shem iser. And that's, they say that it was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah shatel. Maybe we'll talk more about some of the rise next time, if there is time. Okay, we'll stop here.